everybody, for hanging out with us on the Packers Radio Network.
We'll be talking to you after the Packers game. 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden commuted the federal death sentences of 37 condemned individuals to life in prison with no parole possible.
He's been under a lot of pressure from civil rights groups, from religious groups, law enforcement to try to take these actions. Just a couple weeks ago, he commuted 1,500 people in one single day. That was a record for any American president in modern history. A lot of those were convicted of nonviolent crimes like drug offenses.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. In Santa Cruz, California, strong wave action from a storm caused part of a wharf to fall into the ocean. Authorities say a man died after becoming trapped beneath debris on Sunset State Beach. The United Nations reports that in Haiti, between December 6th and 11th, 207 men and women were murdered by rebels trying to overthrow the government. Most of the victims elderly, all accused of practicing voodoo to make the child of the gang's leader fall ill. This is ABC. In Madison, Wisconsin, Aaron Michelle West, a teacher at Abundant Life Christian School, killed last week in a mass shooting there. A friend, Nate Colbeck, delivering remarks.
And she was someone who, when she said it, when she said she loved you, she knew it meant it. She backed it up. She showed this to us so well.
The 15-year-old girl shooting in the incident took her own life. What's up with the wife of deposed Syrian dictator al-Assad?
The Kremlin dismissing rumors that the British-born wife of Bashar al-Assad has filed for divorce in Russia. This is amid unconfirmed reports that Asma al-Assad hopes to move back to the UK. Syria's ex-first lady is currently exiled in Moscow with her husband and three children. She is said to be dissatisfied with her new life under strict guard in Russia and by the travel restrictions imposed on her by the Kremlin. Russian presidential press secretary Dmitry Peskov telling journalists, no, this is untrue. And as Secretary at ABC News,
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine with a mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Well, that's how the original series was. I mean, move the camera. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah, and everybody had to like fake like.
Lean left, lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand or hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Then it hits me. It's officially Christmas, and I'm officially yours.
Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Cummings with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kroll Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double bumper by Coach Greg Gard.
Two bigs, Crowell and Winter were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendrick can kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many good games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight, Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly. Sports, I'm Mike Cummings.
On your entertainment feed, find Peach Wallace. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version from her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally shown. I'm sure she's going to give that editor a earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between holding Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through. So it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube and you'll still want your money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Some patchy fog out there as well as temperatures draw back into the upper 20s. The winds will be light. Patchy fog in the morning for Tuesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon highs in the middle 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the deceased actor Jimmy Stewart. Don't ask me how we got him. He's going to talk about his film, It's a Wonderful Life. And then Santa joins me to talk about his illustrious career.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua, weeknights from 6 to 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The kids are out of school.
And so, and then they know.
you know
there's magic in Motown.
I don't know that they ever figured out whether a lot of eggs was good or bad for your heart. You know, there was all that. Eggs are really high in cholesterol.
Mississippi.
Having a cholesterol problem is more the result of
Charlotte,
inflammation. Your body responds to inflammation when you're using cholesterol.
And all across the nation. There's peace on earth tonight.
And so there's this theory that high levels of cholesterol mean that you might have gum disease, or that you've got
Christmas in Dixie.
Or just, you know,
it's snowing in
spite. The spectrum of obesity. Just
Merry Christmas from Dixie.
It's high levels of cholesterol.
To everyone tonight.
Which would suggest that the amount of cholesterol you need is relevant.
And from Sampson, Alabama.
You know, it's your body. On the other hand, there are some people who say, yeah,
Christmas
no, that's more cholesterol. You shouldn't eat it.
Tonight.
So I frankly don't know. They're in bread or something, I'll, you know, but by and large, I'm mostly vegan. So anyhow, Missouri shows you why you can't vote for Republicans and for your rights. This is a bizarre story.
Thanks to the string of lights that make it glow.
Voters in Missouri said, yes, we want abortion.
But I
want
to thank you, baby. You make it feel like Christmas.
By the way, the same thing happened in Ohio and Montana. South Dakota with marijuana, where the voters said, yes, we want it, but the Republicans came in and said, no, we can't have it. And this is what's going on in Missouri right now. Missouri Republicans and the Missouri legislature are trying to actually amend their
Constitution.
Again, abortion will be legal in Missouri. I don't know when this is
going to happen.
Notes. This is what Republicans did in Ohio when voters passed an abortion rights referendum. It's what Republicans did in Montana. It's what Christy Noem did in South Dakota.
Little toy trains, little toy tracks, little toy drums.
So,
coming from
yeah.
a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little
All right,
one,
what's on your mind
you
today, Chris?
It's
in the Catskill of New York. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Who's your
Little toy tracks, coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little one, don't you think it's time you're wearing red?
And it did for that went 10 points for Trump.
officer.
That
soon you'll hear Chris Kringle in the jingle jazz.
Little toy train, little toy tracks,
little toy drums,
coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little one, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Little one, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Bernie Sanders approach.
Good morning.
you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consulting. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media apps you? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
First time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
because my
jolly
my
ancestors
is Native. So my side of the family came from the Mayflower and more recent immigration, and then his were first people.
What I'm going to say.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem as simple as a lot of people seem to want to make it.
Now it's not. Dear old man.
None of it is. Yeah. None of it is.
Whisper. Yeah.
Excellent point. Thank you very much for calling in and sharing your story.
Okay.
Tell me.
Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, it looks like they caught that guy. They keep saying
when
person of interest. Yeah, that's because they
picked
what they had to say.
Right, now they've nailed him.
When
it,
I'm
like,
fast
it looks like they nailed him cold.
Yeah.
I'm going to share something with you, kind of a snapshot of how aggressive these Medicare advantages. I get anywhere from 5 to 6 robocalls a day in a row. Medicare
advantage. You have a landline? Okay.
Mine will be the shortest one.
And I got a printout from my answering machine, because they hang up when I get my answering machine. And the interesting thing is, they're offering their Medicare at no cost. And not only that, they're also offering $180 a month. Now, for people that need money and are on a tight budget, that looks pretty good.
As for me,
December 4th, I went to my doctor's office. And what did I see in the reception area of my doctor's office?
Choose
a Medicare Advantage kiosk that was set up by Humana. And a guy from Nigeria standing there handing out pamphlets for Medicare Advantage in my doctor's office.
I used to go to a physician practice in Portland. And in fact, I know the doctor. He was my doctor, but I also know him personally, who was the guy who started it and owned it. And he sold it to a New York hedge fund. And the New York hedge fund, and I stayed with them for about 2 months after that. And the New York hedge fund moved in, and they owned a Medicare Advantage company. And they started requiring everybody to switch over to Medicare Advantage if they were on the And so I'm no longer with them.
Yeah, how long are we going to see before Medicare runs out of money and we hear that giant sucking sound because they go broke? And
oh, it's happening. It's happening. Carl, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for calling. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're starting to learn more about Luigi. And I'll share that with you as time goes on. Stay tuned.
A newborn king to see, ba-da-ba-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-da-ba-bum.
To lay before the king, ba-da-ba-bum.
First off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and thinks you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. We'll find out if you have a case and how much it's going to be worth.
Thanks, John.
You're part of yours.
Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
To give our king, ba-da-ba-bum.
Come on, you watch the news.
She's prepared to pay more taxes.
Man, the old bag taxes are on the file in a few years. Get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport,
my
908
7016.
Me and my dream.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden commuted the federal death sentences of 37 condemned individuals to life in prison with no parole possible.
He's been under a lot of pressure from civil rights groups, from religious groups, law enforcement to try to take these actions. Just a couple weeks ago, he commuted 1,500 people in one single day. That was a record for any American president in modern history. A lot of those were convicted of nonviolent crimes like drug offenses.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. In Santa Cruz, California, strong wave action from a storm caused part of the wharf to fall into the ocean. Authorities say a man died after becoming trapped beneath debris on Sunset State Beach. The United Nations reports that in Haiti, between December 6th and 11th, 207 men and women were murdered by rebels trying to overthrow the government. Most of the victims elderly, all accused of practicing voodoo to make the child of the gang's leader fall ill. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing in 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double, head coach Greg Dorn.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendrick can kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go.
How do you go about tying the bow?
I'm Mike Collins.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Some patchy fog out there as well as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s. Or winds will be light. Patchy fog in the morning for Tuesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon highs in the middle 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
Christmas morning.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kane, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my argument and you call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin, Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Brad's buds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now, speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows what he's best.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy. Me too.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey
everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomer is nice and down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show. show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I feel great.
No shop to drop and roll, last and a chop and roll. Love.
Use the best source of your heart.
You get for Christmas. This morning you'll see a beautiful present of love. A bright, shiny present of love. A Christmas present of love. Wrapped up in me.
Off and save you one bottle. Tom, THOM.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog. And we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
Page. It's,
when we found her Christmas morning,
it's at
the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead, and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
7 years ago, I gave my high school.
Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma.
And of course, on his,
all the family dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table.
Comment about Richard Dawkins.
And the pudding made of fig.
Ah. We'll see.
And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig.
Your calls, Larry in Los Angeles.
I've warned all my friends and neighbors.
So after my friend,
better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Singing,
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas. Donald Trump lost because he had a bad doubt. And what somebody did for the last 6 months is they manipulated the ballot to make it look like Trump's doubt, percentage-wise. And because it's done percentage-wise,
filling out that Christmas list, just like every other kid, dreaming big, wishing for a lot.
That summer.
A brand new bike and Matchbox cars, a telescope so I can see the stars, a BB gun, or a slingshot. Now I can't remember half of what I got, but that's what I wanted, and that's all I needed. I wouldn't ask for nothing. I'd be happy for
was wide-eyed and growing up fast, started asking for more important stuff. Stereo to turn up loud, a new guitar so I could rock out, and maybe a car if it ain't too much. Back then I thought that would be enough, 'cause that's what I wanted, that's all I needed. I wouldn't ask for another thing. I'd be happy if only I could get those beautiful gifts on my Christmas list.
When you were close to peace on earth, I knew wish for what it's worth is the ones I love to be healthy and safe. And all my soldiers come home to say, I pray. That's what I want. That's all I need. And I would ask for another thing.
Do you see what I see?
I want to talk about Penny for a minute.
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
Let off, basically.
Do you see what I see?
In our last conversation, last time I talked to you,
a star, a star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
Crazy, and a murder trial.
Set the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Set the shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness.
you can kill us, and not only get away with it, you can become wealthy. You know, he talks about him, and when you look at the press conference for the trial,
like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly day, for the holidays you can be home, sweet home.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know, you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, and helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we had in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So, I reward myself with a treat to my plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more Everyday Money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Aim on them.
Time Magazine based their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consulting, three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth from UW Systems.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane about a mess. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/overadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming and tuning in the city. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Lesley Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom. Go to selectquote.com/THOM today to get started. That's selectquote. All one word. Selectquote.com/Tom.
Okay.
I'll be
yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on,
get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe. And I'll catch up.
Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The report accuses Gaetz
of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin in the fatal on-set shooting of a cinematographer. This is ABC News. Seems as if most of our lives there have been stories